Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second, the first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third, the left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth, the catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Russ Van Atta. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Russ Van Atta. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second, the center fielder, G. Walker. Batting third, the second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Vic Sorel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vic Sorel. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Fox reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker bunts towards the mound. Van Atta fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Fox scores. Gehringer moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goslin moves to second. Dick Kaufman now pitching. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin scores. Rogel moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-0 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox who is chasing the ball. Burnett reaches third base with a triple. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Burnett scores. One out. It's 4-1, Tigers. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Goslin reaches third base with a triple. Greenberg goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogel for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a fly ball towards center. West settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on West. Goslin scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 1 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Greenberg. Burns moves to second. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Burns moves to third. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Geringer bunts in front of the plate. Hemsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. Walker moves to second. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg is walked intentionally. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Walker scores. Greenberg moves to third. It's 8-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground for an out. Goslin moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goslin scores. Rogel scores. It's 10-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Owen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Owen reaches second base with a double. Hayworth goes all the way around to score. It's 11-1, Tigers. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox strikes out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaufman strikes out. One out. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball towards right. Fox catches it and throws to first to double up Larry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 11, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to third. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Greenberg scores. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 13-1, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rogel scores. One out. It's 14-1, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Owen hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Soltis moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Soltis moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Burnett hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Fox reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 16-1, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Flea Clifton now playing shortstop. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaufman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clifton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Flea Clifton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clifton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Hayworth hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Sorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorel is 0-for-4 in the game. Sorel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 16, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Solters hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 3 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 16, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.